Hi! Welcome to Finders Grievers, a happy-ish podcast about sad things. I'm your host, Shohana Sharman Cecilia. So, do you have that one friend who never forgets someone's birthday? That person who always remembers an important, or sometimes not so important, anniversary? That one annoying aunt who doesn't need a Google Calendar pop-up to remind them of significant dates because their brain just does the popping up for them? Well, I'm that aunt. Don't ask me how or why, I just remember dates. Important ones and sometimes not so important ones. I'm not 100% sure about this part, but I think I started remembering dates when I was 11 years old, when my family first moved away from Bangladesh. Leaving behind our entire lives to get on the plane and move across the world was such a huge paradigm shift in my life that I just, for some reason, pinned the date in my brain. April 7, 2002. And now, fast forward 19 years later, it feels like my brain is full of these pinned dates, and anytime I look at a calendar, I can trace specific dates back to some point in the trajectory of my life. It's a lot. For example, I moved to Canada for university on June 4, 2007. I had my first really earth-shattering heartbreak on December 19, 2013. I took my first ever comedy class on April 27, 2014. My mom died on March 11, 2017. Obviously, one of these dates, I would argue, is more significant than the others. I don't need to take up brain space remembering a train ride from New York to Toronto or a crappy breakup. But I do. I remember them all, and I think about them more often than I'd like to. And these are just a few of the most quote-unquote significant examples, by the way. This doesn't include all the random birthdays and anniversaries and graduations and moving days of people I am no longer in contact with. I don't want to remember that January 29th is my middle school bully's birthday, but I do. C'est la vie. Now, the thing is, this cute and casual habit of remembering dates took a bit of an intense turn after my mom died. Because now, all of a sudden, it felt like there was a very clear before and after line drawn in my life. Who I was before my mom died is not who I felt like after my mom died. And I still remember all kinds of dates. Again, moved into my own place on December 2nd, 2017. Dislocated my knee live on stage on June 23rd, 2018. Had another terrible breakup on March 4, 2019. My brain is still constantly cataloging all of these ongoing experiences. But now there's this longer-term view of where I used to be versus where I am. I think of it as BC versus AD. Before catastrophe versus after demise. Kind of dark, I know. But you see, the reason I'm telling you all of this is because I have been thinking about this before and after all week. For the past few weeks, actually. This week marks 5 years since the day my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in August of 2016. I don't know if this seems significant to anyone listening, but to me, I remember every detail of this week from 5 years ago. I remember the summer heat beating down on the back of my neck when I got the phone call. I remember trying to cry discreetly in the Uber on the way to the hospital. I remember getting to the hospital and not wanting to actually go to my mom's room because I didn't want any of it to be real. I just wanted everything to go back to normal. When I close my eyes, I can still see my mom in her hospital bed on that day, and I just sit with that image in my mind for a while. I think about this week every year because I realize the young woman getting the news that her mom was going to die is a very different person than the young woman whose voice you're listening to right now. They're the same human being. They're just still different somehow. And honestly, I can't wrap my mind around it. On the one hand, I can't believe it's been a whole 5 years. And on the other, I can't believe it's been only 5 years. It feels like a lifetime ago. After my mom died, I read this article that said, "Death is a date in the calendar, but grief is the calendar." I think about that a lot. My mom died on March 11, 2017, but that's not the only date I have circled in my mental calendar. Grief is the calendar. Thanks for listening to this minisode. We will be back next week with another full episode, so please listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you like this minisode or any other episode you've heard so far, please rate and leave us a review. It really helps. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FindersGrievers and write to us at findersgrievers@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.